Hello, everyone, and welcome to another edition of the Speakeasy Marketing Roundtable. I am Dave Charest, content manager here at Constant Contact, and I am drinking a Red Stripe Jamaican Lagerman. Please introduce yourselves.
Thank you for that terrible accent.
Yes.
Always wonder where you're going to go with these.
Yes. Josh, please introduce yourself.
I'm Josh Mendelson. I work in product marketing here at Constant Contact, and today I'm having a fine Sierra Nevada Pale Ale.
Fine. I'm Erica Ayotte. I'm our social media manager here at Constant Contact, and I'm also drinking a Red Stripe Hooray beer.
I'm Dave Gerhardt. I work on the marketing communications team here at Constant Contact. I'm drinking a Sam Summer.
I'm from Worcester.
It's wicked good.
I'm Kristen Curtis. I'm a social media specialist also here at Constant Contact. And I'm drinking a Blue Moon.
Excellent. Welcome, everybody. Thanks again for joining us. Today we're going to jump into the news, and there are a couple of interesting integration-type stories to talk about this week. And the first of which is the Twitter-Facebook integration. Facebook or Twitter is now sending kind of...
Basically, you can link to rich content in Facebook. You can link to hashtags. So now, we always get in, you know, say that it's not a best practice to put hashtags or to tag Twitter handles on Facebook. But now, if you do that, you can click on those things and you'll get sent to Twitter. So, like, say you clicked on a hashtag, you'll get sent to Twitter. There'll be a list of all of the tweets using that hashtag, or if you click on a Twitter handle, it'll send you to that person's Twitter page. So it makes using those sort of things in Facebook a little bit more sensical.
I think there is a big but, right? So
let's hope.
I think there's a big but. Someone calls Sir Mix-a-Lot. I think it makes it so there's a good reason to do it, but I think it's still sort of, I don't know if insensitive is the right word. Yeah, it's a little, it's not respecting your Facebook audience to me. That's Twitter language, you know, keep it to Twitter. Like, for people like us who are really thinking about social media a lot, it makes a ton of sense. But for the people following us or following our pages or following a small businesses page on Facebook, it just seems weird. It just seems like they're not paying attention.
That's exactly what I was actually just about to say. Before I ever got on Twitter, I didn't understand Twitter language. People who are not on Twitter, they don't understand what that means. And so to put it on your Facebook, regardless of if it brings you back to Twitter, to me, it doesn't make any sense. You have to realize that your Twitter audience and your Facebook audience are two completely different audiences, and they're looking for different things from you. So regardless of how much they make it look like this is a good thing, I still don't think that it's a good idea to...
So one of the things I think that's interesting is that I like it in the sense if you could be selective. So what I use is the Selective Tweets app that's on Facebook to do that. So that way you put like a little tag that says like a hashtag FB at the end of a tweet if you wanted to go to Facebook. Now, if that integrates with what Twitter is doing now, I think that's kind of cool because it could be something like, hey, have you seen this discussion going around this hashtag? So you could actually go to Facebook and say, hey, check this out. Like, that's kind of a cool idea. I don't like the idea of just setting Twitter to send everything to Facebook.
Oh, yeah.
It doesn't include, like, you know, at replies or direct messages and things like that, but it will include everything else.
Yeah, I think there's an education curve.
Yeah.
You know, like, I love funny hashtags, for example. Like, that's honestly, like, my favorite part about Twitter is funny hashtags, and I'd love to see them on Facebook. I just think that, you know, there's 900 million people on Facebook, and there's however many million on Twitter, and it's like most people on Facebook don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Right.
And I think that's the problem. It's not that it's bad functionality. It's that the audience isn't ready for that.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who still aren't on Twitter and have actually come up to me and asked me, what does that mean? Like, even the funny hashtags, like, what are they doing? What does that mean? You know, and unfortunately, there still are a lot of people who aren't on Twitter. And unless you want to sit on Facebook and say, hey, by the way, when I do this, this is what it means, it doesn't make
sense.
Though
I do think that there, again, it goes to the education part. I mean, we don't want to encourage lazy posting. So we don't want to encourage just posting the same exact content on Facebook and Twitter because they're different platforms. People use them differently. And to Kristen's point, your audience may be different. But I do think there are times when Facebook and Twitter can refer to each other and it makes sense. So for example, say you want to, here's an example, you know, say you're having a Twitter chat, say your company's having a Twitter chat, and you want to let you know, your Facebook fans know that you're having a Twitter chat in case some of them are on Twitter. Mm-hmm. And so you can use that hashtag and refer back to a conversation or refer back to the hashtag that you're going to use for the discussion.
Yeah.
So I think, or if you want to highlight someone and say, hey, this is someone who is, you know, we have like a new head of marketing or a
mm-hmm.
new, you know, customer service person.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can put their hashtag, you can put their Twitter handle in there as a way to direct people. This is another way to contact this person. So I think it selectively, if you use it in a smart way and not just as like a way to blast more content.
Exactly.
So let's make a recommendation. What would we say? Would we say do it? Would we say not do it? If you're a small business, should you integrate the two? Should you not?
I think it depends on your audience. You know, if you have a very tech-savvy crowd or a very Twitter-friendly crowd,
mm-hmm.
you know, I'd test it out and see if people have a negative response to it. But if the vast majority of your audience is on Facebook, I just wouldn't do it. I don't think it's a win. I think you're going to lose more people than you're going to gain that way.
Cool. Now, speaking of Twitter, I forget when it was, but a while ago they integrated with iOS 5 for the Apple iPhone, which was a huge win for Twitter, I think, in terms of they got a lot of people signing up because of that. Rumor has it now Facebook is actually going to be announced as an integration with iOS 6, which should be coming out at some point. Probably this summer, because that's usually when they make their new things.
Should we talk about what the Twitter integration looked like? Do you have
So basically the Twitter integration, right, would allow you to, if you had a picture on your phone, you could send it directly to Twitter without having to open up a Twitter-based app.
Right.
So you could basically do it through the phone's main interface.
Yeah, the same way you'd be in your browser, and if I saw an article that I wanted to mail to you, you know, when that little menu pops up, it says mail link to this page, you have the option to tweet it
to tweet
this page
as well.
Right.
So
assuming
the Facebook integration is going to be the same, because one of the issues now with the Facebook app on the iPhone is that if you take a picture and you want to share it to Facebook, you have to take the picture and then go to Facebook, or go to Facebook and then take a picture. You can't just take a picture and upload it in one.
It's cutting out a step.
Right. Yeah. You're basically cutting out a step of all of that.
And I think what that did with Twitter was it promoted, you know, sharing. They made sharing really easy, and one, you know, if it's easy to share, people are going to do it. And so I think this is going to be a good move that'll allow people to. I know some of us that use Facebook might be like shaking our heads, but it's just going to be more people posting more random pictures to Facebook. But I think overall, it's going to be a better experience using the phone to, you know, share pictures, you know, instantly or anything basically from Facebook, from your phone.
It'll be interesting to see if more article type, more links get shared to Facebook this way. I think that's one of the things that the Twitter integration is designed to do, although I don't think it delivers it very well. I mean, you still have to do the work, because when you go, you know, if you hit tweet this tweet, it's not pulling any information with it. It's just pulling the link.
All the times I forget the headline of the article that I'm trying
to
tweet.
I'm actually very disappointed with the integration.
So what am I trying to say?
Because
here,
it doesn't do any of the things you want it to do. It's just kind of like, oh, pops up a Twitter thing.
But assuming they work that out,
yeah.
I mean, I think it's great for Facebook. I think,
mm-hmm.
you know, more engagement is better. Like, I am so guilty of posting pictures of my kids to Facebook, it's only going to get worse.
That's right, because your kid's really cute.
Yeah. Thank you.
Looks nothing like you.
Yeah.
Very true, very true. You know, so it will be interesting, like, where does the saturation point come? I think Twitter has gotten a huge uptick in use because of this integration. So is Facebook going to get overrun by people posting?
Well, the biggest difference between Facebook and Twitter is that Facebook has an algorithm and Twitter does not.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not if Dave is posting all these crap photos that I don't want to see and I'm not engaging with them, then Facebook is going to figure that out and not deliver them.
Well, and at the same time, it doesn't bother me. If you tweet 100 times in a day, don't care. I follow enough people that's going to just get filtered out. But if you posted 100 times to Facebook a day, that would be horrendous.
Right, and that gets to the point of people use the two platforms differently.
So I think it's more, the Twitter integration made it easier to share things quickly, like links and all that type of stuff. And I think maybe the Facebook move is just because it made sense more than anything else, more than having a specific purpose, like to quickly share links. I think it just makes sense to have them both because people like to share things on different channels.
Well, what they're also supposedly doing is this app liking. Like, I don't know if you saw that, but you go into your app store and you can actually like certain apps and it will show up on your Facebook. So that I find both positive and negative, because as a small business, if you have this nice app and people are liking it on Facebook, well, that's fantastic and people see it. But
right.
truly, how many people are liking apps so much that they're going to actually like an app to put
yeah.
on their phone?
I guess that just remains to be
well,
seen.
Yeah.
yeah.
But I think that's something I would do. Like, if I got a cool new game for my phone or something like that, I'd be like,
yeah.
oh, yeah, I like this.
I feel
like
that's another
yeah.
thing that people would hide, though. You know what I mean? Like, a lot of people hide, like, Farmville and all that
well,
stuff.
But
I
mean,
that's
because
it's
safe
to categorize.
You're an
right?
addict,
so,
aren't you, Kristen?
But,
yeah.
I've never played Farmville.
Uh-huh.
But I feel like those types of things are, like, annoying. Like, it's not like, oh, check out this cool app. It's like, I'm doing this stupid thing on this game, and you should help me try to, like, you know what I mean?
It's like, I don't care about your
it's like soliciting,
yeah.
it's like loitering, it's
yeah.
soliciting
but,
you to do something rather than just
say,
hey, here's a cool.
about the app, though, right? Like,
but that's
you,
the thing, that's why I feel like it's different from saying liking an app to having the app generate all this stuff to your friends
right.
is different.
Oh, well, that's,
you know?
Yeah, well, liking an app is just, it's just
saying,
like any endorsement.
Giving an endorsement, yeah.
I
right.
mean, having, like, an automated feed of your activity. Like, that's why, you know, have you
yeah.
heard, like, the readers, like the Washington Post reader and all those are getting
are
a lot less
yeah.
usage because everyone's seeing when you read something about, like, Kim Kardashian or
yeah.
whatever,
yes.
and you're
yeah.
like...
Which is all I read.
Clearly.
I don't want my friends seeing me reading, you know, Snooki's pregnant, look at pictures. Like, that's,
right.
you know...
Yeah, we'll all read that on our own. It's
yeah,
fine.
Exactly. It's a guilty
but,
pleasure
yeah.
I don't want people to know about.
But I would say, you know, I like the way that they've sort of started grouping content
oh,
a
yeah,
little
that's
bit.
Great.
So,
yeah.
you know, like, for people who use Spotify, like, I enjoy seeing what people are listening
yeah.
to because I like music a lot. I'd love to be able to share what I'm listening to not on Spotify.
Right.
You know, like, if I'm just listening through the music player on my iPhone, like, I'd love to be able to say, like, yeah, this is awesome, I love this song, and just
yeah.
share that out easily.
Yep.
And right now, the only place you can share it is on Ping,
yeah.
which literally nobody uses.
And what was
yeah.
it? Was it Hootsuite who just stopped supporting Ping or some
did,
platform?
Did Hootsuite even supported Ping?
Something was, yeah, some...
It's just a matter of time
yeah.
until Apple starts stuff
supporting
Ping.
It's like,
it's
every reason not to create your own social network.
Yeah.
Is Ping, but that's a whole conversation
yeah,
for another day.
Yeah, we'll get in that today.
So let's move into, we have a listener question today, and the question actually comes from a nonprofit. And the question is, do you have any suggestions or ideas for nonprofits using social media who are not selling products? How do they use that?
I think, you know, obviously they're not selling anything, so there's that disadvantage, but I think the one advantage that they do have is you have a group of like-minded people kind of that are already naturally rallying around one cause
mm-hmm.
or, you know, something like that. And that's what social media is all about, is building these communities. So you already have a leg up on that. So you kind of have to hone in and take advantage of, you know, of people sharing their stories, you know, gathering feedback, using
mm-hmm.
it to network with, you know, like-minded members and that type of stuff. Just because you're not selling a product doesn't mean that you can't build a community.
Doesn't mean you're not selling an organization.
Exactly.
Or selling an idea.
And,
yeah.
and in some ways, if you sell a product, it's harder to build a community because
mm-hmm.
people
right.
are thinking that your presence is out there to only you know,
sell
this product.
Right.
Whereas if it's a community, whether it's a, you know, cancer society or a bike ride for charity, people all kind of agree about the same cause.
Well,
yeah.
most people love nonprofits, and they are much more willing to support a nonprofit than they would be, you know, something that was selling, like Coca-Cola
right.
or something like that.
Right,
so,
yeah.
you know, to say, look at my success story and, you know, post success stories and post, you know, fundraisers that you're doing and different campaigns that you're looking
yeah.
to do, I think that it really can be, social media can be a huge help to a nonprofit
right.
to be able to do that.
And I actually feel if you think about it, if you think about the things that a nonprofit can do or the content or the things that a nonprofit has to share, is actually more for a business selling a product to learn from watching a nonprofit than there is.
I agree with that. And,
you know?
And the thing is that, you know, I think a lot of the best practices that we talk about are applicable to either, even if
mm-hmm.
we say it within the small business
yeah.
context, because we always say to small businesses, you know, you don't want to, every single Facebook post you have is not like buy this or sell, you
right.
know, they're not, because that's
yeah.
just where, you know, you'll just fail there. Right.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, it's, you know, a lot of the things that we talk about when we talk about, you know, engagement marketing and we talk about getting to know your audience is, you know, applicable to both. And I think that you're right. Like, small businesses can actually take a cue from nonprofits
mm-hmm.
and, you know, get better at storytelling instead
yeah.
of feeling like every
yeah.
post has to be about, you know, making a profit.
Yeah, I was just gonna hit on that. You know, Facebook is making a lot of moves to help you tell your story visually. And that's great for nonprofits. I mean, I just pulled up the Jimmy Fund Facebook page, and you know they're showing pictures from their most recent fundraising event, the Scooper Bowl, which is just awesome because it's all about ice cream.
It was fantastic.
Yeah,
awesome.
You know, and they're also, you know, they've connected to all of these other different events that they're doing, and they're making their page home base for people running their own fundraising causes associated with the Jimmy Fund too.
Yeah.
So I think there's a lot of really, really interesting ways and creative ways that you can use social media as a nonprofit. And I think, you know, to what everyone's saying, I totally agree that it's actually a lot easier. I mean, you're talking about a cause that rallies people to share, right? And that's what social media is about. It's all about sharing. And you're giving them great content to share. You know, not everyone's going to agree with your cause, but the people who do are usually pretty proud about it and happy to support it.
Right. And the other thing, too, is that, you know, we're talking about you're not selling on social media, but when the time comes that you need to do a fundraiser or do a volunteer drive or something that's more to benefit your organization and not, you know, just about community building, then you'll have that base of fans and that base of, you know, supporters that will be, you know, that you've already have mobilized.
And people are much more willing to support somebody that they feel a connection with, that they know, and they know their story, and that's what social media is all about for a nonprofit.
Yeah. I think that's one of the things we've talked about before, is it's all about earning it before you get to the point where you're asking for something. You're trying to give
first before
you
receive.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yes. Okay, so I hope that's helpful to you nonprofits out there. And today we're going to leave you with not Danielle's tip, because she's not here with us today, but Kristen has a tip for us.
It better be awesome.
So what's our tip?
Okay, so the tip is about linking on Facebook.
Okay.
Posting links on Facebook is a great way to get information to your customers, but are you getting everything out that you could? Make sure that you are utilizing your real estate by writing unique statuses instead of copying the title of the article. This allows you to engage your audience and even ask them a question about the article you're linking to. Also, make sure to delete your URL after the image and description appear underneath your status to make sure it's much more aesthetically pleasing.
So what you're saying is don't just cut and paste the link into Facebook. After you do that, you could format the...
Exactly. And there's also images. Once you put your URL in there and the little box pops up and it shows you the name of the article, there's also an image, and most of the time there are more than one, so you can actually choose what one really fits what you're trying to show.
Awesome.
Thanks,
Kristen.
Sure thing.
And thank you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.
Bye-bye.